Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And running 202 on a Tuesday morning. Welcome in. Gordon Damer in for C-Mac tonight here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. The telephone number to get involved. 888-808-1019. Alongside Mike Fliegelman. We got you for the next 3 hours as we take you up until 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. Lots to get into tonight. The baseball offseason begins. For the Yankees, for the Mets, everybody opting out. Who will be back? Who will not be back? That is the bigger question. Some major questions for the Yankees and the Mets. We'll get into the Nick win tonight. Everything all of a sudden, right as rain again for the Knicks after beating up on the Washington Wizards. Do you know the Washington Wizards have not won 50 games in a season since 1978? They are quick. I used to have a joke for the longest time that the Detroit Lions were never good in my lifetime. And now, over the last few years, they've finally become good in my lifetime. It's quickly becoming the Washington Bullets have not been ever really good in anybody's lifetime. But the Knicks get a win against the Wizards. They're back over 500. They're 4-0 at home. So all's right in the world of the New York Knicks. Of course, not all is right with the New York Giants. And we'll start there tonight. And I don't know how much rage people still have left, because certainly the team doesn't have any rage left. The coach doesn't have any rage left. And it certainly seemed like the fan base on Sunday, they were all out of rage. They have moved straight to apathy with the state of their football team and the way they played Sunday against the 49ers. So last night, we kind of focused it a lot on the coach. And I'm Brian Daboll. And to me, it's over now. Now, barring some sort of absolute miracle performance by the Giants where they start to show up in games and start to be competitive, to me, what happened on Sunday actually is good news. Because I don't think ownership wants to admit that they were wrong again. I don't think ownership wants to make a change again. Certainly not after drafting the quarterback and the quarterback looks good. John Mara, the last thing he wants to do, he is trying to give this regime, much like the previous regime, as much rope as possible to get this thing turned around. And all they have done with that rope is hang themselves. So if you want to continue on with the coach, we can, I guess, still have that conversation. To me, it's not a conversation anymore. It's clear Brian Daboll is not a good head coach. It's not going to work here. If it was going to work, it would have worked by now. And what you've seen with since the loss to the Broncos and then the loss to the Eagles and now the loss to the Niners, 3 in a row, the defense giving up points left and right, and it's a sense of here we go again. But if you want to get in on the coach, we can at 888-808-1019. To me, it's not a question anymore. And we'll get into some of the possibilities of who might be next. Because I got to be honest with you, I'm yet to see a name that makes you feel good about things. But clearly, even John Mara can't ignore what happened on Sunday. Even John Mara can't. Forget about the planes flying overhead. That's meaningless. The fact that the entire building was filled with Niner fans, that tells something to the owner that this is as if he needs any more signs, right? The scoreboard is right there, John. But that you can't have the building filled with the opposing fan. And much unlike Woody Johnson, who I don't think Woody cares who's in the building as long as the tickets are sold, I do think John Mara cares that the building is not filled with his own fans. But I've been listening to all the shows today. I've been listening to all the hosts today. I've been listening to all the callers today at 888-808-1019. And it feels like to me, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's just my perception of things, but it feels like to me, for some reason, the combination of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane is not being approached as the combination of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. There was the article in the New York Post about how Joe Shane isn't a package deal with Brian Daboll. Why? How come? Based on what exactly? Based on what exactly? What has Joe Shane done in 4 years here that would make you think he's not tied to the hip with the head coach? If anything, Brian Daboll has separated himself from Joe Shane rather than vice versa. The only glimmer of hope that this regime, this pairing has had was in the first year when Joe Shane really couldn't do anything based on the situation he walked into with the salary cap and the moves made by Dave Gettleman before he got here. So that's the only success that they've had. And Brian Daboll, while I don't think he's a good head coach, we gave you all the head coaches last night who have better records. Everybody that you would think of when you go into your mind's eye of, oh, that guy was the worst head coach. They all have better records than Brian Daboll. And at some point, the wins and the losses matter, right? Like, you can only have hope for so long. I want to have faith, but I can't have blind faith. I can't just turn it over to you and say, hey, you know what? I'll come back in 5 years and hopefully it's better. But Brian Daboll walked into an impossible situation in that first year, and he did work some magic that first year. Now, that magic is long gone. I'm not saying that that should save him now. But I want to focus the conversation on Joe Shane, because Joe Shane walked into a golden opportunity when he walked in the door. He walked in the door with two top 10 picks under his arm without having to do a single thing. And the fact that this roster stinks is no longer the result of Dave Gettleman. There has been enough time to turn this thing over. And this offense, which now people are pointing out, well, you know, they lost Malik Nabers, they lost Cam Scataboo. The fact this offense has zero weapons is because of Joe Shane. All these pieces are here because of Joe Shane. You could make a valid argument that Joe Shane has been a worse GM than Brian Daboll has been as a head coach. Now, you know, it's not exactly a clash of the titans between the two of them. But take a look at the offense. The reason why you have no weapons is because of the moves made by the GM. Darius Slayton is here because Joe Shane re-signed him to 3 years and $36 million. Wandale Robinson is here because he got drafted by Joe Shane. Tyrone Tracy. Devin Singletary was brought in. Jalen Hyatt, wherever he is. Have we found him recently? I keep looking on the field. I don't see him there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So it is clearly time. I want to dispel any idea that there should be any separation of church and state when it comes to Dable and Shane. They are a package deal. They basically came in together and Joe Shane came in before him. Joe Shane had a hand in hiring Brian Dable because of their time together in Buffalo. And we laid out last night why the giant job, when it does become available, is going to be maybe the most desirable job. And at least as things stand right now, it's kind of hard to predict entirely. I would say it's by far the most appealing job that's going to become available this year, this offseason. Now, there's still half a season to play. We'll see how things turn out. But you got the quarterback in place. You got stable ownership who is dying. They are dying to hand something over to somebody and then be allowed to stay out of it. They don't want to have to constantly change the coach and the GM and do all this back and forth every single couple of years. Even after last year, where the Giants were by far the most brutal team to watch. Even then, all the owner would say was, I got to start to feel better. I'm almost at the end of my rope. Almost at the end of his rope. And you walk in the door having the franchise quarterback already here. That's a pretty good combination of things. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't have problems. I'm not saying that anybody couldn't screw it up again. But one way you could absolutely screw it up is if somehow we get to the end of the season and John Mara or Giant Ownership decides, you know what, we can't fire both of them. We're only going to fire the head coach. That, to me, would be a disaster. That would completely submarine the fact that you have the most appealing job, because then you're still going to have a GM on the hot seat. Your list of candidates, which would be right now, whoever is the best names available, almost certainly would want the Giant job at the top of their list. And if you keep the GM, I'm not saying you're going to wipe out all those names, but all of a sudden it's not the clear number one front runner that it would be if you just do the right thing. And think about what you're saying. If you get rid of the coach, right? What you're saying is, well, the talent is good. The problem is the coaching is abysmal. Well, who brought in the coach? The GM brought in the coach. And what is the GM going to have to do now? He's going to have to pick another coach. He's the guy who gave you the coach who you're saying is abysmal. It makes no sense. It has to be a clean sweep. You cannot allow one to stay and not the other. Now, we take calls at 888-808-1019, and I'll be honest with you. as a host, as a listener, not all the calls are golden. Not all the people have the best points in the world. But even with some of the far-out calls that we get, no one is suggesting that you fire Brian Daboll and fire Joe Schoen and keep Brian Daboll. Nobody would suggest that. No one could suggest that. So then why would you do the opposite of keeping Joe Schoen and firing Brian Daboll? They came in together. They're a package deal. Nothing that has happened over these 4 years would make you think that they are separate entities. They're both terrible. They're both really bad. The results have been really bad. And it's not just coaching. It's not just talent. It's the two of them together. And to me, I'm a huge TV watcher. The greatest season of any show in the history of television is season 3 of Breaking Bad. It is by far, you could put that up against any medium, any movie, any show. It's phenomenal. And the lesson of season 3 of Breaking Bad, there are no half measures. No more half measures, Walter. So there's no way to me, barring an absolute miracle, that all of a sudden the Giants find themselves and roll off wins against the Lions and the Packers and the Patriots and all these teams that they still have to play. Nothing can save the coach. So there should be nothing that can save the GM. They cannot allow half measures to rule the day. There is nothing that you can look at. And that's the beauty of Sunday. Even John Mara, who doesn't want to make any changes, even the ownership that just wants some stability for the first time in forever, they cannot possibly look at the scoreboard, look on the field, and look in the stands and avoid the obvious. It's a roster that is flawed. It is a team that gave up. And it is more than time for a change. And there should not be half measures. This is not, we just got to tweak it a little bit. This is a full-on back up the truck and blow it up scenario. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get your phone calls involved. I have started to look, and I hope that none of this is actually based in fact, but I did my Google searches today to kind of get an idea. It's not too early to start to get an idea of who might possibly be the hot coaching names this offseason. Who are going to be the names that we're talking about? I'm sitting on the couch on a Sunday Googling mock drafts. May as well start looking at who the possible head coaches are. And I got to be honest with you, not a lot of positive feelings when you look at the possible names. There's not one that you say, boom, that's it. But there are absolutely a couple that you say, absolutely hell no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.